Team Alex Gossip.
Powered by You by Emar, Dubai's most rewarding loyalty program. Join now on youbyemar.com.
All right, what do you got, Pretty Malik?
Here's what we know about Hailey Baldwin's engagement ring. I mean, it's pretty big from the photos. Apparently, it's somewhere between 6 and 10 carats. And worth about $500,000.
Woo.
Now, he went to a NYC jeweler, New York City jeweler called Jack Solo, who's a good friend of Scooter Braun.
Oh, that's he does it on his own, Jack.
Solo. And here is what Jack had to say about giving Bieber the ring.
We should try to get this guy on.
Mm-hmm. But that morning, Friday morning, we got together at his place and showed him all of the design elements in detail. It was one moment when he looked into the diamond and I said, what do you see inside that diamond? He goes, I think I see Haley's face. So that was kind of cute.
That's cute. They seem really loved up.
So did
she'll have a baby soon.
You think?
I think so. I think they're going to get married soon.
You know when Justin Bieber's having kids that you're getting old and things are just weird.
Things are changing. Moving on to The Rock and Tyrese. Now, Tyrese had gone on a social media rant a few months ago. He was really upset that The Rock is doing a Fast and Furious spinoff with his own character. And Tyrese felt like he wasn't focusing on the franchise enough. So now Dwayne Johnson's been asked by a fan, hey, do you still talk to Tyrese? Have a listen to his answer.
No, we haven't talked at all. And, you know, that whole thing with Tyrese was pretty disappointing because I've been friends with Tyrese for a very long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always feel like a beef requires two people to actually jump in it. And it was really one-sided, and he had voiced his opinion a lot on social media. And apparently he was going through some stuff too in his personal life. But no, we haven't talked. And to me, there's no need to have a conversation.
Ouch.
Fair enough. It's The Rock. Yeah, the Tyrese went through some personal issues earlier on where he was just all over the place on social media, where his friends had to take his social media away from him.
Yeah, remember Will Smith had to step in.
Yeah, and I think it was that time when he was saying bad stuff about The Rock. So basically, The Rock has gone out and done his own little branch off of Fast and Furious, and I think Vin Diesel was not happy about it, nor was Tyrese.
Yeah.
Mm. At the end of the day, The Rock is now like the most bankable actor of our time. Like,
he's the highest paid
actor. Like, I'm sorry to Vin Diesel and Tyrese and all that, but like, at the end of the day, he's The Rock. He can do what he wants. And I'm sure he probably wanted the boys on, but they didn't want to get on at some stage. You know what I mean? Oh, well, hit us with your tech.
What about Kylie Jenner?
Oh, yeah. I want to know this story, actually. Yeah.
Okay, so Forbes reported last week that Kylie Jenner was on track to become the world's youngest self-made billionaire, right? Mm. Her wealth right now stands at $900 million.
Yes.
She's turning 21 next month, and Forbes said it will only happen when she turns 21, not before that. But her fans are like, no, we're going to make her a self-made billionaire at 20. What did they do? They started a GoFundMe page.
Can't believe this.
So they're trying to get the extra $100 million that she needs from the public. They're currently at $1,223 out of $100 million.
Mm. So if you GoFundMe is like a website where people can just donate money. So, you know, if you need help, usually it's for sick kids and stuff like that when they need to raise money. They all donate money. They're doing it to make her a billionaire quicker. Crazy.
I don't think it's going to happen.
How much money has been donated already in the last...
$1,223 out of $100 million. I think she has a long way to go.
Yeah. You never know.
She'll make it quicker selling her products.
It wouldn't surprise me if just one of the Kardashians dumps that cash in just to make it happen. All right. Thanks, Pretty. Hit us with your tag
Peace
now.
Peace out, home fries.
Still to come, we've got the guys from Twitter joining us in the studio from just after 8 a.m. We're going to be talking about the World Cup, find out what's trending, what's been the biggest hashtag.